For the past decade, one Homer couple has been dedicated to tracking the habits and movements of sandhill cranes that migrate to the Kachemak Bay area in the spring and summer. KBBI's Marsha Lynn recently visited their secluded refuge to view the birds up close and has this story.
Inspiration Ridge Preserve is the name Nina Faust and Ed Bailey have given to this vast spread of rolling green fields that cascades down from their Skyline Ridge home. A panoramic view of Kachemak Bay with mountains and glaciers in the distance completes the scene. About 30 cranes wander around near the house, bobbing their long necks and pecking at corn. Occasionally, a crane will stretch its wings to show its 73-inch wingspan. Faust says she never tires of watching the cranes.
They dance, they hunt, they preen, they sleep. They're on alert looking for predators. It's just a whole beautiful picture of their lives as they wander around getting food and relaxing and enjoying the area.
But this year, the number of returning cranes is lower. Bailey, a retired wildlife biologist, believes that's because more eagles in the area are preying upon the cranes.
Pretty bleak right now for this year, unless the ones that used to be here have largely, like I suspect, moved up in the more interior areas and further north. Because the bald eagles tend to want to be in areas where near water, big like streams, lakes, the ocean, of course. But you get away from the coastal areas and they thin out, that as far as the eagle numbers.
He feels strongly that years of feeding the eagles has brought an overabundance of eagles to the area and kept away the cranes.
Obviously, as a biologist, And just from the emotional standpoint, I'm just thrilled to be around them. And I guess that's why I'm taking it so hard when you have fed predators, you know, eliminate them or get them in a situation where they're very nervous where they normally wouldn't be, which is often the case now.
Kachemak Crane Watch is the vehicle by which Faust and Bailey keep track of the crane's annual migration route. They solicit help, asking people to call in crane sightings. Faust says there's a great response.
We are not the only craniacs in this town. There are lots of people that revere cranes and are just ecstatic when they get a chance to see them. They'll call us up, when are the cranes going to arrive? And then, of course, we get calls of, I saw my first crane today. He was flying right over and I think he landed down at the slough.
We're listening to the receiver from a radio tracking device worn by cranes with bands on their long, skinny legs.
So number 40 is just right outside the window. And what's nice is that this device that goes on the car, it actually is a stronger antenna, so we can pick up a bird that may be a little bit further away than this.
A lot further.
They began radio tracking last spring in conjunction with a federally sponsored satellite project that tracks the crane migration route from California to Alaska. Data from the satellite tracking project is posted on the internet so people can follow where the birds are in their travels. Faust says information from radio tracking is localized. It helps show crane habitat and where they nest. But she emphasizes the importance of input from the public.
The pairs, when they're nesting, are generally very secretive, and it's pretty hard to find them. You can't just drive around and find them. It doesn't happen that way. In fact, some of the people that watch their families, they don't even know where they nest. They just suddenly appear in their yard. So to get the information about how much recruitment is occurring for the local flock, we need to have people call us and let us know.
In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.